Receive, because you're divine. Schöpfer ist mein. Yes, it is mine.
Oh, this vision is mine.
This vision is mine.
This vision is mine.
Yes,
it is mine.
Oh, this vision is mine.
This vision is mine.
This vision is mine.
Yes, it is mine.
Oh, this vision is mine.
This vision is mine.
This vision is mine.
Yes, it is mine.
Distinction is mine.
Distinction is mine.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Shall we rise up to pray? I want you to pray and tell God, Lord, this time, I want you to take away every covering cast of ignorance. Every veil of ignorance in my heart, in my spiritual eyes, Lord, remove them. Remove every covering cast and veil of ignorance from my heart, from my spiritual eyes. Pray, pray, tell God. The veil of ignorance and the covering cast of ignorance, Lord, remove them from my heart. Remove them from my spiritual eyes. Circumcise my heart with your word. Lord, circumcise my heart with your word. Let the light of understanding from heaven radiate in my heart to catapult me to where you want me to be. Give me the spirit of attentive memory. Don't let me just sit down here for sitting sake. Let the blessing and the profit of this session be mine. Before I leave this place, let my cup be filled and running over. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Our righteous Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us this beautiful moment. We thank you, Lord, for your children. We give you the glory for your passion in their heart, for their desire to seek thy face. We thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing in this program. We thank you, Lord, because you have blessed your children. And you have opened their eyes of understanding to see you in new dimension. Father, we give all the glory to you. Thank you, Lord, for the choir ministration. Thank you, Lord, for all things. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are here in order to see you one more time. Reveal yourself unto us in the name of Jesus. Both the speaker and the listeners, Lord, I pray that will help us, give us the grace and the power to understand your word and to be the doers of your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. A better amen. Shall we be seated? So I thank God for giving me this great opportunity to stand before you, children of God. And I thank the pastor, the leading pastor of this ministry, in person of Pastor Esu Muronati, for this great opportunity and for the youth leadership. May God continue to bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. So, without wasting time, I'm ministering on this simple topic. It is a very simple topic. Waking up your mentality as pertaining to academic excellence. Waking up your mentality as pertaining to academic excellence. Hallelujah. What do we mean by mentality? Mentality means a mindset or a way of thinking. So when you want to achieve anything tangible in your academic life or in this life, your mentality must be rightly set. So if we are saying we want to attain academic excellence, and our mentality is not properly informed, we will not be able to achieve it. As many of us that we are undergraduate, as many of us that we are in secondary school, or graduate among us, and others, I want you to know that if your mentality is not sharpened, you may not be able to achieve any excellence in this, in your endeavor. That is why it is imperative for you to listen attentively to this simple message and give it all what it takes to embrace it and practice it. Mentality means a mindset, how your mind is working, or a way of thinking. There is nothing you want to do in this life. If you are not thinking properly, you may not be able to achieve it. So your thinking or your thought must be healthy, must be all right. If your thinking is deformed, you will not be able to achieve anything. You will see that in this modern time, there are a lot of negative thoughts that are encumbering our hearts. And all these things, they have been hindering us from attaining our success. So this morning, the Lord wants to talk to your mentality. Some people's mentalities have become metallic. It means their mentality cannot be changed, has been coagulated, hardened. So I want you to understand that your mentality must not be hardened. The only thing that is constant in this life is change. So you have to change. Your mentality must not be hardened. Some people are hardened, they could not be changed. Some people, inner man is empty. They don't think about anything good. They are empty inside. There is no proper thinking in their heart. Some people's mentality are mentally deranged. Oh, I'm talking. talking to you? Or am I talking above your level? So if your mentality is mentally deranged, it means that your mentality is sick. Some people are sick upstairs. What am I saying? Some people, they are sick upstairs. They need proper diagnosis in order to set their mentality right. Why some mentalities are meticulous? This is where I want you to be. I want your mentality about life to be meticulous. It must be profitable, active, useful to you, to the world around you, and to the entire church. The Lord will help you. Because of our time, it is one thing to go to school. It is another thing to be educated. I want you to know the difference between going to school and being educated. You may go to school and not educated. So many people that are going to school today, they are going to school, they are not educated. Schooling is meant to give you education. But we see that what we are having today is that we are having people that are going to school but not educated. When you are educated, your mentality will broaden. Your orientation will broaden. The school will pass through you and will pass through school. You will be able to know why you are in school. When you are educated, it will help you to help yourself and to help your generation. But when you are going to school, you are not educated, liability to yourself, your generation, and to everybody. So the essence of going to school is to be educated. So have it in mind that when you are in school, you are there in order to be educated. So the course you read doesn't mean anything if you are educated. You can make it. You can be excelled. The Lord will make you to excel. So without wasting time, I'm talking on these two important aspects. Number one, who are you? What do I say? Who are you? You should ask yourself that question. Who am I? Many people, they don't know who they are. They are just in the world doing nothing. They don't know the meaning of their existence. They don't know what they carry. They don't know why they are here. You will see that as this program progresses, many people are also here in this program. They don't know why they are here. If you ask them any question now concerning what we have been doing, they may not have anything to say. Because they don't know where they are here. So if you want to make it in life, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, who am I? You must know yourself inside out. You must know yourself all around. You must know yourself in depth. Many of us, we don't ask ourselves questions, who am I? That is why you always follow other people. That is why you always copy other people's character. So if you don't know who you are, it will hinder you from getting to where you are going. Man is created by God. You must first see yourself as man. You are not an animal. You are not what? When you see an animal, a goat or a sheep, when it wake up in the morning, it will go out, eat, and eat and eat, the next thing is to come back home and sleep. God has given you the reasoning and thinking ability. That is why you are different from animal. Animal, they don't have spirit, but you have spirit. You know the good and you know the evil. Animals have no destiny. Animals, they have no goal. Animals, they just appear and they die. You are here for a purpose. First, you must know that you are not an animal. That is why you cannot behave like an animal. You are a special handiwork of God. You have a goal, you have a purpose. You have where you are going. When an animal wakes up in the morning, it doesn't know where it's going, so it's just going from one place to the other. That for you, you have a place to go. You are the 6 day work, blessed. God has blessed you. God has done what? He has blessed you. That is why you must know who you are. God has endowed you. He has blessed you. And created you for a purpose. When you read Genesis chapter 1, from verse 25 to 31, you will see what I mean there. Genesis chapter 1, from verse 25 to 31. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created a male and female. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over everything that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every earth-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, have given every grain half for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And evening and the morning were the 6 day. Praise God. You will see that God has blessed you. He has endowed you with much blessing. He has given certain things for you to do. You will see that it is only human being that God gave dominion. So you are here. You are not like an animal. Something good must come out of your life. An animal, they don't build any tangible house. Animal, they don't provide medicine. They don't produce drugs. Animal, they don't cook food. Animal, they don't manufacture anything. Animal, they could not sew their clothes. They don't wear any clothes. It is only human being that God has given the power and authority to perform. You will perform. Amen. So you must know who you are. You are here in order to perform. And the spirit and the grace of performance will come upon your life. You are not here in order to be disabled. You are not an animal. That is why your nature and your character must be rightly shaped in order to meet the purpose of God for your life. The power of God and the grace of God is upon you. So it is now the high time for you to actualize it. When you actualize it, it will help you to succeed in life. My brothers and sisters, see yourself as special. What do I say? See yourself as special. You are special in the hand of God. You are special to this church. You are special to this nation. You are special to your family. You must always see that in you there are something good. There are something what? There are something good. There is ability. There is power. There is grace of God upon you in order to achieve in life. That is why you must not be dormant. That is why you must not behave like an animal. When you are thinking properly that God has created you for a purpose, then you'll be able to be very careful on how you manage and live your life. He is to have dominion over all things. You must have dominion over all things. If you understand what I'm telling you this afternoon, God will give you the power to have dominion. In your family, they may not have dominion over poverty, but we have dominion over poverty. So in your family, they might have been failing. There might be no success. God has given you the power to have dominion over it. You will see that only man can tame animal. Only man subdue the earth. You will see that it is man that manufactures aeroplane that is carrying us from one place to the other. That is subduing of the earth. We made ship. We made automobile. We made telephone. That is how to subdue the nation. I want you to think now. If the people that God has used to invent those things, if they are not properly know whom they are, and use the ability in them to achieve, where will you be? Will you be able to move as you are moving from one place to the other nowadays? So, that is, God wants you to be enlisted in the book of the successive person. Amen. God wants your own name also to be there. Those people, many of them, they are dead, but their work still remains. Their work is still useful to us that we are still in the world. I pray for someone among you that Lord will use you greatly in order to affect this nation and your family positively. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I want to see yourself as from today as special. He has the power to utilize all other creatures for his benefit. There are many things that God has sent out to you that are all around, that God wants to open your eyes, that you must make use of them to benefit your life. When I was told to come and write this message, I don't want to talk more about opposing forces. Opposing forces are the things that will not help you to achieve God's success in your life. But I want to give you the way out. Your birth place notwithstanding, your family background notwithstanding, anything that you are facing now notwithstanding, Nigeria economy notwithstanding, there are something in you that can benefit you. There are something all around you that when your eyes are open, that will be of benefit to your life, and that will aid your excellence in life. So I want all of us to open our eyes. There are a lot of benefits all around you that will help you. He must be a creator. Any man that God has created must be a creator and God. You will see that Jesus said, "My Father work. I work. If God could be a creator, he wants you also to be a creator. But in our own time now, many of us, we are consumer, we are not creator.
So God has made you as a man to create. You must be creative. In God, we see creative power. God made everything in various and different designs. So God wants you to have the same ability. You must be creative. Your God is creative. Your God is working. Your life must work. You must not just sit down there and be looking. When you look at Jesus Christ, the second Adam, in the book of Isaiah chapter 61, Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 3, Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 3, Isaiah 61 from verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Can you see? This is a prophecy concerning Jesus Christ. When you go to the book of Luke chapter 4, you will see there fulfilled. The Spirit of God, of the Lord God, is upon me. Why? Because the Lord has anointed me. The Lord has anointed you because you are children of God. Praise God. You have been anointed for success. You have been anointed for academic excellence. That is why you must come out of ignorance. I know whom you are. Jesus knew that he was anointed. And his anointing was not for anointing sake. It is for purpose. And what is that purpose? Look at it. To preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that might be glorified. The Lord will be glorified in your life. Look at that word too. It is for a purpose. You are not in the world for being in the world, for just being in the world. You are in the world to actualize some things. What God has given you to achieve is different from mine. When you know yourself, you will know what God wants you to achieve in life. Jesus Christ was anointed not to be walking at the jamboree, but he was anointed to heal the sick. And when he was in the world, he healed the sick. He was anointed to preach the gospel. When he was in the world, he preached the gospel. He was anointed to open the blind's eyes. When he was in the world, he opened their eyes. Your existence will not be in vain. You are here in order to live the glory of your family. You are in the world in order to live the glory of this church. You are in the world in order to deliver some people. Brothers and sisters, if you don't know this thing and you fail, you will fail many people. Many people will be disappointed by your action. If you fail to actualize your dream, if you fail to actualize your goal, many people will suffer. There are lots of people that God has attached to you to help in life. If you don't know your proper goal and purpose of existence, you will fail them. You will fail your parents. You will fail the church of God. You will fail your nation. So you are here, know for sure, you are here in order to actualize God's purpose for your life, and you will do it. I say you will do it. The power of God to do it, the anointing will come upon you. I want you to know that you are here for a purpose. You are not here just to be looking. You are not here to come and play. The world is not a playground. The world is a world of action. It's a world of actualization. When you die, that is the finish. The goal, the purpose of God in your life. you read Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to 22, you will see that everything mentioned in that prophecy in Isaiah, Jesus fulfilled them. You will fulfill your own self. Look at Jesus, brother, look at me here. You will see that when Jesus Christ was in the world, because of one thing that has been attached to him, when the devil came to him to tempt him, in order to take away that purpose from his life, you will see that Jesus Christ didn't succumb. He didn't do what? He didn't succumb. When Satan came to Jesus, in order to divert his attention from his purpose, Jesus didn't listen. When Satan came to Jesus, in order to rubbish him, in order to rubbish his glory, he didn't listen to him. When Satan came to Jesus, as he came to Adam and succeeded, Jesus didn't allow Satan to succeed because he knew why he was in the world. If Jesus failed, there will be no more salvation. But we thank God, Jesus didn't fail. Jesus knew that he was the Son of God when he was in the world. He knew that he must not sin. You will see that Jesus Christ, there are lots of women that were working with them. He didn't mess up with them because he knew the person he was. It is when you don't know the person you are, that is why you are committing sin. It is when you don't know the person you are, you don't know your definite purpose, that is why you are joining bad gangs. If you know your purpose in life, that you are here for a purpose, you will never join bad gangs. You will not copy bad behavior. You will not dance to the tune of the devil. Because a day is coming that you will stand before God to give account of yourself. If you fail God, God will not be happy. Praise God. This is what I want you to know. If God gave you any purpose to achieve for him, on that day, God will have a reservation about 10 people for the same purpose. When you are coming to this world, he has given you something to achieve in life. On that day, he has given the same purpose to many people, that if you fail, those people will not fail. Because God will never fail on his purpose. Will not fail God anymore. I say you will not fail God anymore. That is why you must know who you are. You will always have it at the back of your head that I'm a child of God. I'm here in order to fulfill God's mission. I'm here in order to fulfill God's purpose. I must not play with my destiny. I'm a special person in the hand of God. My God is holy, I will be holy. My God is special, I will be special. You will see that when Jesus Christ was in this planet, there are lots of peer group during that time. He didn't join them because he knew that he was the Son of God. He knew the purpose of his existence. He didn't rubbish himself with worldly glory. He didn't go into any sin. He faced where he was going squarely. That is a focus for you. You must know who you are. You are different from the next person that sits to you. You are different from that person that sits behind you. If that person is playing with his own destiny, you must not do so. Because God has a purpose and goal for your life to achieve. The Lord will help you.
Amen.
Therefore, you must not be useless. I say you must not be what? You must not be useless. You must not be a punch bag. You must not be a punch bag for devil, for sin. The devil must not be punching you all around. Devil must not be dictating your purpose in life. You must not allow the devil to bastardize you. You are not a punching bag for the devil. You are not a second fiddle. You are original. What do I say? You are not second fiddle. You are not carbon copy. You are original. If you know you are an original person, you will never allow anything to destroy the purpose of God in your life. You must have it at the back of your heart that without me, nobody. Without me, nobody. When you are in school, you must have it at the back of your heart that here, I am here for business. I am here for a purpose. I am here in order to bring something good out. I am here in order to radiate the glory of God. I am here in order to publicize the name of Jesus. I am here in order to demonstrate the power of God among my peers. I am here in order to confide them to their Lord. I am here in order to be a leader. You are not a rag. You are not a footmat. You must not allow anybody to dismember you. You must not allow anybody to rubbish you. You must not allow anybody to do one thing to you. You must preserve your life and the purpose of God for your life. You are not worthless. You are worth. You are good. I say you are good. I say you are good. You are not a worthless person. You are a special person. You are a golden spoon in the hand of your God. So don't allow anybody to truncate your destiny for you. You are special. Know the person you are. When you know the person you are, you will be able to guide your destiny jealously. When you know the person you are, you will not play away your time. When you know the person God has made you to be, you will be serious. You will be studious. You will be doing exploits wherever you find yourself. The power to do exploits, spiritual and physical, will come upon you. My brother and sister, know who you are. Whether you are a lady or you are a brother, God has made us in order to excel. Because you are a lady doesn't mean you will not excel. We have seen many ladies that supersede men in their area of endeavor. Because you are a lady doesn't mean you cannot excel. Doesn't mean you must be a punching bag. Doesn't mean that you may be a footman. As a lady, you also, you are created for a purpose. You can become what God wants you to be in life. Don't see yourself as nobody. You are somebody. Something good can come out of your life. You can do good. You can make it in life. You are able. You are capable. You are not a disabled. There are power of abilities and success in your life. Know whom you are. Rise up and challenge everything that will not make you to be who you are. God has destined you in order to make it in life. You will make it. You will not become a servant of your peer. You will not be a servant of your peer. That's why you must know who you are. You are God's creation. Don't allow the devil to destroy your future for you. You are here in the world to make it, and you will make it.
Amen.
I say you will excel. Isaiah 45 verse 18. Isaiah 45 verse 18. But thus saith the Lord, that created the heavens, God himself has formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is none else. Hallelujah. When God made the heaven and the earth, he didn't make them empty. You will not be empty. God planted tree. He made man, he made animals, he made water, he made ocean, he made beasts. He filled the whole world with something. As I say, you will not be empty anymore. Some people are going to school, they are empty. As from this program, you will not be empty of ideas. You will not be empty of wisdom. You will not be empty of knowledge. You will not be empty of creative power. Many people, they are in the world empty. The Lord will destroy the power of emptiness in your life. If this world itself will not be able to enjoy it, the world will not be benefited from us. But because God filled this world with glory, He filled it with other creation. That is why we are able to enjoy this world. So if you want to enjoy this world, you want to do elsewhere for God, you must rise against emptiness. You must destroy the power and the problem that will cause your life to be empty. What are those things? Sin is there. When you allow sin to pervade your life, sin will turn your life to emptiness. Worldliness is there. When you allow worldliness to cumbersome your life, your life becomes empty. But when you allow God to be your life will be filled with the glory of God. Your life will be filled with the power of God. God is here in order to fill you. All your empty places will be filled. God will fill your empty heart. God will fill your empty life. My brother and sister, your life must not be empty. Your life must not be empty. You can be filled. God can fill you also. Look at the people that made all these things. They were filled with ideas. God has very good things in this world. When you go to school, you are going there in order to be educated so that your eyes be open. You are going there empty. But when you are coming out of school, you must have been filled. You will see that many people, they will go to school. When they graduate, they will be as empty as when they went to school. That is not proper. Wherever you are, any day that you are waking up, God wants you to be filled with new things. He wants you to be filled with new ideas, with new spirit, with new power. Every day, because your God hates emptiness. What do I say? God hates what? Hates emptiness. If when I come here, if I don't see anybody sitting down, I will not be moved. When I come here and I see all this place empty, I will not be happy. When I come here and I see that this whole auditorium is empty, I will be discouraged. So when your life is empty, God will be discouraged about you. God will not be happy. Amen. God will not be happy. Emptiness of life is not good. Emptiness of life is not what? It's not good. When God created the whole world, and the world was filled with darkness and empty, you will see that God didn't be looking. He began to feel it. He began to deal with problems. Today, every problem that will not allow you to excel and shine, the Lord will deal with them.
Amen.
Among those problems is emptiness. The Lord will help you.
Amen.
Let me give you my whole example. As you are looking at me, I'm about 20 years now. My age is about 20 years now. Amen. Amen. I used to read every day. You understand now? I must know something every day. I must know something I don't know before every day. The Lord help you. It came to a point that if I don't have anything to read, I will go and buy used newspaper. Old used newspaper. Because I want to acquire something. That is how you must program your life. You must know something every day. There is no knowledge is lost. When I am here and I see that the carpenters are working here, I will not go. I will be looking at them because I must acquire knowledge for what they are doing. Because I may be in a particular place where there will be no carpenter, and I'm there in order to fulfill some mission. At that time, I will become a carpenter myself. When I'm with you, and I know that you are wiring a house, I will be looking at it in order to get knowledge. Because I may be somewhere far away where they need an electrician. On that day, I will become an electrician for my benefit. Hallelujah. But many of us, it is our ability, it is in our, it's our cost according to our tradition, when we see anybody doing anything, we don't want to know anything about it. When I was in university, I met an encyclopedia in the library. They call it Encyclopedia of Do-It-Yourself. I used to read it in order to gain knowledge. When I went to the library to read, at times I will not read my note, I will first go and gather old newspaper in order for me to have some knowledge of the past. At times I will read about photography. That is why when you ask me any question or anything, I can answer to a minimal level, because I have customized myself in order to acquire knowledge every day. I must not be empty. The world is not empty. The world is moving. The world is progressing. If you remain there empty, you will not be able to meet up with the standard of time. I say the Lord will help you. Because of our time, let us go to part B. Recipe for an awakening mentality. Recipe. Amen. The meaning of recipe is ingredients. Is what? Ingredient. For awakening mentality. Hallelujah. Number one. Be an explorer. Or, what do I say? Be an explorer and not exploiter. Many youth in the world today, they are exploiters. They are not explorers. Mungo Paja discovered many places here. He went from far away from Britain. He left his home place. He went to dig bush to discover land. They were explorers. Many youth of today, they are not explorers. You must have the heart that always find things. God has hidden things in this world that you must find out. There are a lot of ideas, there are a lot of that we hate your sources. They are hidden. Only the wise will seek them out. The Yahoo boys, they are exploiters. They are not explorers. People that made the phone that they used to do people, those people were explorers. But they use it as exploitation in order to rake other people's money. That is the mentality of Nigerian youth. You must not dance to their feet. You must not join them. Many youth, they are exploiting their parents. They don't help their parents. They don't do anything that will make their parents' body to be lightened. They always come home in order to exploit their parents. When they are in school, they will exploit their parents. They don't do anything that will lighten the body of their parents. So if you want to make it in life, you want to attain academic excellence, be an explorer. In your school, you can be an explorer. Whatever discipline you are engaging, you can still be an explorer. Hallelujah. I remember a boy. Now, he's a man now. They call him Akiomaki in UI. Akiomaki, when he came from Ekiti State, he landed at Odija Market. He came from Ekiti State. You know that Ekiti State is a rural place. Abi, this place is more modernized than Ekiti State. So that brother came from Ekiti State to Odija Market, and he was doing so better. But when he thought that there was something in him that was telling that he could make it in life, he came to UI campus and he was doing the same job. Later, he rewrote his Wahed and passed, and wrote Jam and passed, and he was given admission into law in UI. He was not ashamed. As he was getting lecturing, he was still practicing so better, and this man became a lawyer. He was an explorer, not an exploiter. The people that were exploiters then, they would have died. All Yahoo boys will that is maturity. Don't ever join them. They have the curse of God upon them. Don't go for quick rich syndrome. It will lead you to death. There are lots of goodies and ideas in your life that can lift you up. Being excelled academically, it doesn't stop about what they are teaching you in school alone. You must discover some idea that will help you, that will lift you up, that will popularize you, that will help your generation. Don't be an Oloso. Oloso are, they are exploiters. They don't want to do any work. They want to grow up taking shortcut. Never go for shortcut. Shortcut will never help you. I see you have good things in your life. Amen. You can be an explorer. Erase the mind and the mentality of an exploiter. It will never pay you. It will end up in shame. Number two, be an asset and not liability. Be what? Be an asset. An asset is a priceless thing. An asset is valuable. Hallelujah. For instance, if you buy a piece of land, that piece of land is an asset. Do you understand now? But if you are not able and you go and buy a car instead of buying land, that car will become a liability to you. Amen. A boy of 20 years, instead of being in school, he went to go and marry. That marriage becomes liability. You are an asset. You are valuable. You are priceless. Don't let your life to become liability for your parents. That is why you have to be serious. Don't enter into early marriage. You become liability. Don't go for anything less. You are an asset in your family, to this church, to your generation. Always have it in mind that I'm an asset. I am priceless. I'm valuable. I cannot lower my ego. I cannot lower my dream. I cannot rubbish myself because I'm an asset. Hallelujah. I don't know, maybe you have read or you have seen the story of Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. Maybe you have seen a picture when she was young. Now, a director of World Trade Organization, he had been like you. She had been like you. She had been like you like that because she knew that she was an asset. You too, you are an asset. You are an asset. You are not liability. Don't make yourself to become liability for anybody. Hallelujah. Learn how to stand on your feet by yourself. Don't be a liability to your peer. Be an asset. Treat yourself as an asset. Don't let anybody see you as a liability. That is coming. Look at me, it's coming. And everybody will be running. No. Be an asset. Be somebody that will be useful to others. Be somebody that people will be loved to see. People that will love to invite. That people will come to learn from you. Be an asset. It is in you. That greatness is in you. But because you don't know, that is why you have turned yourself to a liability. Instead for you to be giving, you are receiving always. You will become a liability. There is greatness in you. Amen. You are an asset. Number three, be a producer and not consumer. Nigeria, we are consumer. We are not producer. That is why we are not moving forward. Many people, many youth, they are consumer. They can buy a phone worth 100,000 plus. But they could not do, they cannot make jobs in Nigeria. We could not make, what do they call this thing? Toothpaste. We don't produce any toothpaste. But in Nigeria, we are the ones that always spend our money for expensive cars. We produce nothing. If you want to excel in life, never be a consumer. Know how to do something. Be a producer of something that others need. In your vicinity, even in school, there are something that other people need that you can be a producer of it. The Lord will help you.
Amen. if you are consuming, you will see that when you are eating every day, you are not benefiting your spirit. You are only benefiting your body. And when your body dies, it will run away. What will be your memory after you leave this world? What will people be pointing to you that when you are in the world, this is your legacy?
The Lord will help us.
Be a solution and not a problem. You will not become a problem for your nation. As a youth, you are going to school to be a youth. Don't be a problem. Be a solution. Be a solution provider. When other people have problems, let God use you to solve it. Hallelujah. You can be a problem solution and not a problem. Don't be a problem to your parents. Be a problem solution. We are created in the world in order to find solutions to problems of life. Amen. If you go for medicine, you are going to learn in order to become problem solution. If as an accountant, you are an accountant in order to solve problems. In this world, we are made in order to solve problems, not to become problems. You will not become problem anymore. Many youth, they are problematic. They cannot sit down. They always be going from one place to the other. They will not sit down to read. They will be causing problems in their vicinity. They will join bad guys in school. They will be causing it in your time. You must not be a problem. You must be a problem solution. People must mean all around you in order to get something that will be of benefit to their lives. You are going to school in order to be properly educated, to be a problem solver and not a problem. When you are a problem, it will not help your parents. Many youth of nowadays, they have problems. That is why they don't make any way out. You must be a solution and not a problem. You must be a loader and not a looter. You must be what? A loader and not a looter. It's different. As I'm teaching you now, I'm loading your life with knowledge. Some people, they are looter. That is in their mentality. All what their parents might have done, they will loot it, they will destroy it, they will consume it. That is the mentality in the heart of many people in Nigeria today. Many youth in Nigeria, they want to loot. As politicians are looting our economy, they too, they want to go in there in order to loot. But in developed nations, they don't do like that. Everybody is contributing something for the greatness of their nation. When you see youth gathering together, they are planning in order to steal. Don't ever join them. Hallelujah. Somebody was working. When Sanyo Factory was active, it was a work idea. But the Oyibo people that were working their master, when there was no power, when there was power failure, when there was no light, do you know what the Oyibo people will do? Do you know what they will do? They will ask all the black to go out. They will ask all the black to do what? To go out. And somebody challenged them, why are you always saying that we should go out? He said that when you see black people, when you don't have any work to do, they will be thinking of how to steal. He said that when you see black people gather together and they don't have anything to do, they will be thinking how to do what? How to steal. Don't be a looter. Be a superior and not inferior. You must be what? You must be superior, not inferior. You must fight against inferiority complex. Praise God. That thing affects me. And I've been telling my children not to allow inferiority complex in their lives. Inferiority complex will not make you to excel. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this example. On two occasions, when I was in school, one of our professors, Professor Niyo Sudari, he wanted to travel to the United States of America. And the school was organizing a Stanford party for him. and we were there in the auditorium on that day. And after he has spoken, they said that, who among you want to say anything? It was a large gathering. In my heart, I wanted to say something, but I was afraid. But I saw more courage. I raised up my hands among all the people, and I was called out. They gave me a microphone and began to talk. When I finished, though, everybody was clapping. Amen. If I allow inferiority complex, they will not know what is inside me, what was inside me. Another occasion, when he gave up one of our lecturers, Dr. Da Silva, he was teaching us drama at that time. He gave us assignment to go and do concerning Wale Soyinka, the kings and the death of King Sussman. He said we should write something about that book. And then one of us, we wrote. So he asked us to submit, and when we submitted together, we are about 100 students. And he said that, I will bring some out now among your assignment. I will bring some people out to come and read the assignment. The Holy Spirit told me on that day, you will be among those people. You will be among those people. And the Holy Spirit told me on that day, that among the people that he will call out, I will be among them. I was afraid. Later he called my number, my magic number, 73771. And he gave me my son, read to the church, read to the class. So when I began to read, the man, our lecturer said that, this is wonderful, this is good, this is superb. And everybody was clapping in the classroom. Since that day, whenever they had anybody, they'd be looking at me, because I didn't allow inferiority complex. If you allow inferiority complex in your life, you don't speak out, you don't move closer to people, it will hinder you. Say what is in your mind. Even if it is not correct, people will correct you. That is one of the levels to attain excellence in life. Amen. If you ask a question in the presence of people, you become a fool for a second. Eh? You become a fool for what? Eh? For a second. Let me give you an example. You raise up your hand and say that. They asked him a question, where did they harvest yam? And he said that from heaven. What will people do? People will hear, and they will correct you, not from heaven, from the heart. On that day, you have learned. If you keep it inside your life, you will continue to be a failure in the nearest future. It is better you allow people to make laugh of you, to laugh, to mock you now, than to remain silent and continue to make the same mistake all over throughout your life. It will not help you. Speak out. Don't entertain inferiority complex. Inferiority complex will not make you to excel. When you are among your peers, speak out. Speak good things. Amen. Engage them in debate. Ask questions. If you don't know question, anything, ask questions. Praise God. When I was in school, I had problem with article, in grammar article. I could not understand it. I was told I could not understand it. One day, I saw one boy. I met my lecturer in the city, and I said, excuse me, sir, will you please explain to me the difference between indefinite article and definite article? And the man stood. The man waited for me. He began to explain to me. On that day, I got it right. Because I didn't feel ashamed. So you must wage war against inferiority complex, either spiritual or physical, in your academic. Wage war against inferiority complex. You are able. You can do it. Amen. You can do it. Don't entertain fear. Fear will not make you to excel. If anybody is bright, you yourself, you are bright. You don't know that you are bright. You are bright. Your problem is that you don't give your brain to work. You don't put your brain to work. That is your problem. You too, you are bright. You are excellent. Your brain is perfect. But you don't put your brain to work. That is your problem because you are lazy. You are lazy. what? Quality and not quantity. Quantity has no price. They are not valuable, but quality. People go for quality things. Be a conqueror and not a conquered. You are in the world in order to conquer. You will conquer. What your parents fail to conquer, you will conquer it. What that defeated your parents will not defeat you. You will see that your parents, they will not ascend to the ladder of success because of certain problem. You are here in order to conquer that problem. Amen. Failure can be conquered. Pastor, don't we conquer failure? Eh? Because of the decision that he made in 1962, he conquered failure. He is never been a failure from his primary one or his secondary school. But on that day, he decided he conquered failure by his decision. You can conquer failure. If other people are passing, you too, you can pass. Amen. You too, you can rise. You are made in order to conquer failure. Be a voice and not a drum. I spoke a little. Be a voice. Always speak. Don't be a drum. Speak. Have boldness to speak. When I tell you anything, after that, you can come to me and challenge me. How? Be a voice among your generation. Be a voice. We have people that have voices. They speak, your Lord speak, your destiny speak, your destiny will speak. Be a voice. You will see that many of you, we always quote some people, Abby. We used to quote some people. Eh? You don't understand what I'm saying. I said we used to quote some people, what they had said 1,000 years ago, because they were voices during their generation. You too, you must be a voice and not a drum. Be a force, power, and not ridicule, fast, F-A-R-C-E. Don't be a fast, be a force, F-O-R-C-E. Be somebody to reckon with. Be a driving force for other people. Don't be a ridiculous person. Don't allow anything in life to ridicule you. Hallelujah. Be a motivator and not a mutilator. Amen. Your life must motivate others. Don't be a mutilator. Mutilator will destroy something bit by bit. If I want to mutilate this thing now, I will be cutting it one by one. But if you are a motivator, you will bring other people to run. You will kickstart other people. Other people will copy good things from you and they will run, they will add the trash, they will eat the trash. Be a motivator. Let your life challenge other people. Let your excellence speak for you. Be a motivator. Be an actor and not a spectator. Always take in good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Join good fellowship in school. Join anything, any group that will help you. When I was in school, I was among Association of Student Creative Writers. Association of Student Creative Writers. And I was a worker in the Department of Campus Fellowship. I was among Association of Student Creative Writers. I never go to faculty party. I didn't attend any departmental party. Then I always be in the company of people that I know that will help me. Be an actor and not a spectator. A spectator will always clap for other people. You must get involved. Don't be somebody that will be clapping for the success of others always. Let them clap for you also. Hallelujah. Let them clap for your success also. They will clap for your success. Hallelujah. After learning your mistake, forget about it, about the past. Don't let it tie you down. Your mistake must not tie you down. If you have failed your YF one time, you can still make it. Amen. Don't allow your past mistake to tie you down. The life progresses. Amen. Anybody that will rise in life will face challenges of life. can make it. Nigeria economy is bad. That doesn't matter. With bad economy, you can make it. With all this, you can make it, you can go. Hallelujah. In one of our churches, his mother was selling paraga. But this boy became born again. It is reality. I'm telling you, reality. So when he wrote job, he was no longer admission to university. So he went to Federal School of Statistics. And I discovered that school for many people. I discovered that school for them. Instead for you to sit down, you can go to Sunday school. Let me tell you one thing, brothers and sisters. If you want to make it in life, there is nothing so special about the name of school. There is nothing special about the name of what? About the name of school. This boy went to school of statistics. And he studied statistics. He had a station. Nobody sent money to him from home. When other people bought laptop, his own laptop was hard plastic, like a toy laptop. He only wore one clothes. Amen. His household is the church of God. No assistance from home. Hallelujah. I had his picture with me on my phone. And he gave admission to AAU for statistics again. Last year, he finished the first class. I'm telling you. And he was over two employment. He was serving and working. He had been given two employment. The employer said that, which one you want to take? Either of you or Port Harcourt. He said Port Harcourt. He's now working at Port Harcourt. And still serving. He had for class, and all the department of statistics said that he should come for lecture to come and be a lecturer. In the midst of unemployment, you can have unemployment. If you change your mentality that you are here for a purpose, you can make it. Hallelujah. This brother didn't allow the poverty from their house, from his family to tie him down. He's now earning poor salary. He has forgotten God's experience because he knew who he was. Hallelujah. When he was in school, when he wrote his project, the professor in charge, before he finished the project, the professor in charge went to the United States of America and he handed over his project to his student, a PhD student. And that one, when he read through the project, he gave his brother B. But the brother went to come to his pastor. The pastor told him to go to HOD. And he went to HOD and said that, excuse me, sir, that is not what I should get. I must get A. And they phoned the lecturer in USA. He told the messenger, go and deal it very well. I know this boy. He must get A. When he visited the project and read through, they gave him A. We never see Ishaun is a slave. You will never see him among people that are not serious. You will never see him among people that are moving from one place to the other. You will never see him about going for jamboree. He faced God and faced his education. If you can do away with every entanglement that are holding you down, you can better and make it. Develop your mentality. Show your mentality. If other people could do it, you can do it. The Lord will help you. You must learn new things. New things are ahead of you. New things are what? New things are ahead of you. Isaiah 43, verse 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him, for my glory, I have formed him, yet I have made him. You are created for his glory. New things are ahead of you. I can see medical doctors among you. I can see nurses among you. I can see lecturers among you. New things are ahead of you. If you have become a graduate, You can go higher. Hallelujah. I had a sister. When he got a BSc, she began to work in a secondary school. I told her, go for your master. So she put in for her master. And when she was studying her mastership, she had high problem. And that high problem was affecting her. She wanted to quit. I said, you must not quit. Manage with your head and get it. She got it last year. And I told her, whenever they want to offer any employment, go there, right here. Because you have God on your side, it is an advantage for you. Because you know God, it's an advantage for you. You will go higher. Your life must be different from the believer. If your unbeliever could make, you can make. What else you guys didn't know God? What else you guys didn't know God? It was an idol worshiper. What about you? If you know God, you have an advantage over him. Hallelujah. You are children of God. And any child of God will surely exist. You will exist. Go look. New things are ahead of you. Jesus said, give me this. Give me this mantle. They gave it to him because he wanted it. Have the mind to go higher, and God will take you there. You will not be among the riffraffs. Isaiah 48:17. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, and the Lord thy God, will teach thee to profit. You will be profitable. God will teach you from this moment to be profitable in life. God will make your life to be a profit. God teaches us to make profit. We are not animals. Animals are not profitable. Whatever you lay your hands upon will be profitable. Look at me, don't be a loser. Your life must be a blessing to other people. God will teach you how to be profitable in life. Your entire life will be full of God's profit. It is said in the Amen, which leader thee by the way that thou shalt go. God will lead you the way that you will go. From this moment, every corporate card that doesn't allow you to see your good future is having burned. I said it's having burned. Your eyes will open. Seek now. You must seek now, not tomorrow. Whatever you want to seek now. Let now become your watchword. I must read. I must study. I must write some. I must pray. I must fast. I must go. I must attend the lecture. So when other people are doing by what now, tomorrow is not starting for anybody. Your today is yours. Whatever you want to do, let it be your watchword. Now. Now is at my disposal. I'm not the owner of tomorrow, God. Whatever you achieve now will be for you and for your goodness. Let it be your watchword now. Isaiah 55:6. Seek ye the Lord, while he may be found. Call ye upon him, while he is near. My brothers and sisters, go to school. Your parents, they will not die. God, this is an opportunity for you. Go and learn something. Don't feel unconcerned. Sisters, ladies, when you see a person descended by your house, by the side of your house, go and align yourself with that. Learn it during the holiday now. Whatever you want to obtain, go for it now. Go for it now. Whatever you want to do, now. Not tomorrow. If you are expecting tomorrow to come, you will miss it. You will not miss it. now. Let it kickstart your heart every day. Now, my. Now. If other people say that, let us know. No. Now. I have to now. Now. The Lord will help you. So, seek God now. You don't give God time. You don't give success time. Give now. Work your own salvation now. Be studious now. Be serious now. The Lord will help you.
Amen.
Another point. Go to now. What do I say? Go to now. Wherever you want to go. Wherever you want to go. Go to now. If you don't know anything, you want to come to me. Now, go and learn it now. Amen. And a sister. There was a man living by our house. That man knew how to treat teeth problem. Eh? But my sister was saying, I will learn it, I will go to him, I will go to him. And that man died. My sister would have become millionaire now. If he had gone to him to learn it. Go to now. You don't know quadratic equation. And everyone knows. Go to him now. Because if you may not have that opportunity again, don't be shy. Don't feel reluctant. Go to him now. If anybody knows more than you, go to him now and acquire knowledge. If not somebody knows how to cook more than you, go to him now. Go to that place now. Go now. Go to school now. Don't deceive yourself. Go now. There are music instruments to be learned here. Come and learn it now. Because it may be that music instrument that will open the door of greatness for you. It may not be what you study. If there are ideas in your heart to go and do something, go and do it now. Don't mind challenges. It is nothing that will be challenged. But never mind challenge. Go and start doing it now. Amen. If God promises you a better future, it will not tell you about problem. It is when you take step that problem will raise their ugly head. Then if you take step, a Chinese proverb says that a journey of 1,000 kilometers starts by step. Go to now. Proverbs 6. Verse 6. I will read a little here because of our time. Proverbs 6, verse 6. Go for the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her way and be wise. This book was telling man to go to whom? To go to whom? And look at that, very tiny. Then he told man that was stronger to go and learn womb from hand. Some of you say that, I will never go to my younger brother. You will continue to be a failure. Amen. Say that, I will go to. You will continue to be a failure. You will be stumbled at that point. It is better you humble yourself and go to him. Eh? Go to your pastor now. Humble yourself. If you don't know anything, go to him now. Don't be a slugger. Don't be a proud. Go to him now. Pride will not lead you to any success. I don't develop. If I know that you know something more than me, I will learn from you. Brother, which brother? Okay. That brother is back. That brother is back. What's your name? Brakwega, I used to read his write-up on Facebook. The point is, I used to read his write-up. How many of you are reading his write-up? Look, very minimal. I used to read his write-up. Hallelujah. I follow your program on the internet. I follow your song. You must learn. Nobody is bigger than learning. Nobody's what? am bigger than learning. You have a lot to learn from your young brothers. Look at me. I used to read nursery books. When I see any book, I come to your house, I see a book on the table, I will read through. I will browse, I will glance through in order to get something from you. Amen. A little boy can teach me something. Don't feel arrogant. Go to him now, or else you will fail for life. You will not fail. Amen. Learn now. Learn now. Not Proverbs chapter 8. Learn now. Proverbs chapter 8:33. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Can you see? Refuse not instruction. Refuse not learning. You must learn. You must be educated. If you want to go and learn some trade, don't be educated and excel in whatever you lay your hands upon. You will excel. Be in the company of the wise. Be in the company of what? Don't be among the fool. Don't be among the lazy people. Don't be among the incorrigible. Be among the wise. People that always think right. People that always think well. People that have future. Don't be with people that don't have future. NFA people. No future ambition. Be with people that will engineer your ambition. That will bless, that will help you. Don't be among people that cannot help you. Amen. You cannot give me what you don't have. It is what you have, you will give. Show me your friend, and I will show the person you have. Amen. Don't be among riffraff. Don't be among useless people. Be among the wise. People that know their onions. People that have cash needs for their lives. People that know where they are going. People that are serious. People that have ambition. People that are traveling by their, that are propelling by their future. Don't be among the riffraffs. The Lord will help. Remember, you have only one life to live. You have what? Only one life to live. It is appointed for man to die once. And after that, judge. You have only one life to live. And that life, you must fulfill the goal of God in your life. Hallelujah. Use opportunity for your benefit and mankind. Don't let opportunity lead you to destruction. E.g. internet. Hallelujah. Use internet wisely. Internet is an opportunity. It's a benefit in some area for mankind. Use the beneficiary side of it. Don't let internet destroy you. Internet is destroying life. It's destroying ambition. It's destroying many people. It's wasting time. Don't let internet ruin your life. There are a lot of things to learn from internet. Go for good side of internet. It is an opportunity. Use opportunity for your goodness, not for your destruction. E.g. technology. Hallelujah. Amen. I will not mention that man of God, a popular man of God in Nigeria. He went to one of his universities, and the student asked him questions. Eskida, how do you study? Do you always drink coffee? He said that I never drink coffee, but I take responsibility. I take what? Be responsible. Amen. If you know that when you are in school, you are there to study, you will study at the right time. Amen. You don't study when the examination is nearer. Take responsibility. Be a responsible student. Amen. You are in school in order to make it, to read, to study. Amen. The library and resource center are there for you. You have library in your hand, your phone. Work hard. Hallelujah. I remember when I was in school, we had a course in philosophy. And the lecturer said, when I give you an assignment, I don't want you to copy my work for me. Go to library. I want to see library work. Do you know what this lecturer said? Dr. and we read from the encyclopedia, the name that that person, that philosopher was known for, that other people didn't know, and we read it when he gave us back and I said, I will see him. Say, good, good, good. When I managed to escape, I prayed God. Because some people, they did it 3 times, they came fast. This man didn't believe in God. There are many of them here. But when you are studious, we escaped them. Hallelujah. I remember one of our lecturers, this man, amen, Dr. Amayo, he taught us phonetics and phonology. This man, amen, this man, if you ask question in the class, excuse me, I have a question. What is an adjective? You don't go, okay, you don't know, okay, sorry, that is the end. Amen. Excuse me, sir. I don't know the way. Okay, you don't know. Sorry. Amen. To another level, I pray that course. Amen. We pray. Hallelujah. And in 300 level, I will do the progressive one. I will progress for the centers. Amen. And we are having that class at the same time, 200 level and 300 level at the same time, the same period. So I will be passing from one class to the other. Amen. On the day of examination, we have it at the same time. Amen. So I read. So I went for 200 level, sit down to write my caregiver. We did, because I had done my lesson. Other people that were doing it together, 200 levels, many of them, they didn't know it. I started to run. Within 100 minutes, I finished my examination, 200 levels. I submitted. I went to 300 levels. I joined them. I got my began to write. Before that is an extra year. That's just right. I submitted ahead of people that have gone ahead of me. So when the result came out, I had it too. It is because you don't study that you don't know. Take responsibility. Schooling is a responsibility. Study is what? It's a responsibility. You must not fail. You must be determined. You must say, I will not fail. Amen. Look at me. Before I go to higher institution, when everybody asks me, you want to go to higher institution? Lecturer here. I will say, let me also go there. Maybe you have gone there. Let me also go there. If you can go there and come, I will go out and go and come out. Don't make me to be afraid. You can go there. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you negative things. You can go there. You can become a PhD holder. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
There is a school at Ovidio there. Very school. How many of you know very school? You don't know Periscope, you know. You know the history of the founder? That man came from Ogun State, Abi Okuta. His father was a polygamous man. And he used to send the firstborn of every wife to school. All other children would not go to school. Do you know what this man did? He packed his load, all his belongings, in a polythene bag and came to Lagos. When he saw that Lagos was unbearable, he came down to Ibadan. Do you know what he started? He started coaching, teaching young children lessons, collected money, and he went to grade 2. He passed. He went to SC. Part-time, he passed. He went for Bachelor in Education. Part-time, he passed. He went for Master. Part-time, he passed. Now he's a lecturer, University of Calabar. Nobody sponsored him, no parent. He sponsored himself because he took responsibility. Amen. Don't look at there are many steps to your success. That man reached his goal through part-time. If your parents are incapable to send you direct to school, you can go through part-time. Amen. We were in our house during our own time for many years, wanted to get admission to UI to really like, but you didn't make it. There are many schools. Amen. At that time, if I go to University of George, I would have finished quite a thing. Sponsor says it doesn't Amen. They will not mock you. If you fail, they will mock you. If you fail, they will stigmatize you. Because you have a lot of opportunity that will help you to make it in life. You will surely make it in life. You will use all these benefits. They will be for your glory. You will rise. I can see people rising among you. When we do this program again, many of you, you will have recorded brilliant sources. Shall we rise up? Rise up. Amen. Amen. Let me read Matthew 11, what to pray now. Matthew 11, verse 20 to 25. Matthew 11, verse 20 to 25. Matthew 11, verse 20 to 25. Then began he to upbraid the cities where the most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty work which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have been better long and in sackcloth and ashes. Amen. Can you see? Because they failed to use the opportunity. All this opportunity that this church is giving to you, don't fail to make use of them. Because if you fail to make use of them, can still be mocking. The people that don't have all this opportunity, you have been in this program for about 3 days now. You have been loaded, you have been blessed. They have prayed for you, they have opened your eyes to what has been helping you in life. Please take responsibility. Make use of them, because if you fail, it will be a disappointment. You will not have disappointment in life. You will have victory. So we now pray, Lord help me. Ask for the help of God. Lord help me. I want to make it. I want to excel. Lord help me. Help me. I can't help myself. Lord, I need your help. Lord, help me. Help me. Lord, help me. I'm listening to your word. Lord, help me to be the doer. Lord, help me. Shall we pray? Lord, deliver me from every entanglement that I don't allow in my life to tie me down. From anything that I allow in my life that doesn't make me to excel. Every character, everything I allow in my life that is dragging me backward, Lord, deliver me from them.